This is 88.9 FM and HD1. I'm Jill Roberts. We've heard numerous reports this summer of children dying after being left in hot cars. So far this year, 16 children have died in that manner, two of them in Florida, one as close as Rockledge in Brevard County. In one Georgia case, authorities are investigating the possibility it may have been intentional. It's a situation that, while thankfully not common, still happens far too often. While a rush to judgment may blame parents in such an awful situation, Janet Fennell, founder and president of KidsAndCars.org, says it's not that easy to point a finger.
As far as the families that this type of tragedy has happened to, you'll see it's, in most cases, the best of parents. I mean, it really is a rarity for someone to be a drug user or on alcohol or maybe had a former run-in with Child Protective Services.
5 years ago, an Indian River County woman became one of those parents. Her agony is evident in the 911 call placed after the child was found in her car, parked outside of her Vero Beach workplace.
911 emergency?
Yes, we have a fatality, a baby that is, has passed away.
Where?
I'm at the old Citrus Bank building at 1717 Indian River Boulevard.
How did the baby pass away?
The little boy, five-month-old Gannon Working, spent 8 hours in the car before being discovered. It's a tragedy Fennell of KidsAndCars.org says she hopes she can help prevent, and she has some suggestions.
It can be as simple as taking a teddy bear, throwing that teddy bear in that car seat. Always have it in there. But as soon as you put the baby in the car seat, put that teddy bear up front on the passenger seat, and it becomes this mental cue. You know, teddy bear up front, baby in back. No teddy bear up front, no baby in the car.
Fennell also suggests parents get in the habit of putting something they'll need for the rest of the day in the back seat with the baby. Say your briefcase, purse, cell phone, or work ID. Some even suggest using your left shoe. That way you're reminded to check the back seat before getting on with your day. And while stopping short of suggesting daycare providers call parents if children are absent, she did suggest coming to an agreement.
Let's say you're going to drop the child off every day, 5 days a week, from somewhere between 8 and 8:30. And you tell the child care provider, if for any reason I will not be bringing my child to daycare that day, I'll give you a call. So if by 8:39 you don't have my child, you don't have a call from me, here is every conceivable number that you can use to locate me, and we can ensure together the safety of that child.
The tragedy of losing a child left in a car has happened to people from all walks of life, including a NASA scientist in Alabama. This prompted coworkers to come up with an alarm device. Its design is simple and relatively inexpensive, in the $30 range, but Fennell tells us despite its development years ago, it's never come to market.
Many people say buying something like that is saying I'm a bad parent. And again, nothing could be further from the truth. And we put latches on all of our cabinets, and nobody comes to our house and say, well, you must be a bad parent. You have latches on your cabinets.
The situation of children dying after being left in cars really didn't exist before the advent of airbags and the need to secure the children in their car seats in the back. We'll have a link to kidsandcars.org on our website, wqcs.org, for 88.9 FM. This is Jill Roberts.